The church teaches us that religious community is first of all a gift of the Holy Spirit.
那教会的训导也告诉我们啊，就说修会生活是天主圣神的礼物。
Religious community is the love of God poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
也是天主圣神啊倾注在我们心中的礼物，是借助天主圣神倾注在我们每个人的心里。
And this is what forms us into a true human family gathered together in the Lord's name.
也就是说，这是人类的团体因着天主之名聚集在一起。
It is impossible to understand religious community unless we start from the fact it is a gift.
如果说我们想真正的了解修会生活的话，那我们必须就是从我们是接受的天主圣神的礼物开始。
And it is a gift that comes to us right from the heart of the Trinity.
也就是说，天主圣神内在的礼物，天主圣三的礼物。
John Paul II reflected on the importance of our own self-offering.
教宗若望保罗二世也提到了，我们就说这个。修会团体生活是Sorry. It works. Much better.
That's louder.
It's much better. It's much better.
When we reflect on religious life, we think on the one hand about community, and we think on the other hand about the individual consecrated person.
当我们说这个修会团体生活的时候，那是两个方面啊。一个就是说，作为一个这个我们说。个体的生活，同时呢，我们也说在一个团体中的生活，这两方面。
And ultimately, the religious community comes together because individual people have encountered God's love.
Sorry, Father. And if you have microphone, I cannot hear clearly. 我说就是神父用麦克风，我倒听不清楚了。我听不清楚。
我们听你的说话好像
是。You can hear me. Yes.
好，如果我这样说，后边清楚吗？我是总觉得这个麦克风。
Hey, there we go.
不如没有麦克风。
Perfect.
你们觉得呢？
声音会大
后面啊？后面的呢？你们觉得有麦克风的声音好还是没有？
有好。
友好啊，后边听得清楚，因为有回音，回音的话效果就不好。我把它离得远一点，后边听得清楚吗？听清楚啊，你们前面呢？啊，用这个好啊，那就放到这儿。
A religious community is formed when individuals.Encounter the love of God, and they come together to live out a religious life.
我们说这个修会生活的形成，就是因为我们每个人对天主的爱，把每一个个体吸引到以修会团体生活为中心的这样一个生活。
So John Paul II said that the experience of God's love is so deep and so powerful.
也就像教宗若望保罗二世提到的，就是修会生活，就是深切地体会到了天主的爱，和经验到了天主的爱。
That the person who encounters it senses the need to respond by unconditionally dedicating his whole life to God.
也就是说呢，修会团体生活，他体会到了这样一个无条件的爱，然后他把这种爱呢，去我们叫去延伸。
The person who encounters the love of God desires to consecrate all things, present and future, into his hands.
也当他就是说能够感受到了，就是说能够经验到天主的爱的时候，那他希望就是天主的爱通过他在任何的一件事情上都把这种爱去表现出来。
And Pope John Paul says that the identity of the consecrated person is found in this complete self-offering.
也就是说，像教宗若望保禄二世提到的，说一个度奉献生活的人，他就把他自己完完全全的把他奉献出来了。首先就是一个，就是把自己的生命去给予别人的这样一个生活。
And he compares this complete self-offering to being a genuine holocaust.
这种就是说这个自我奉献的生活呢，就像一种一个 holocaust is kind of a sacrifice.
Yeah, and I'll explain. So, yeah,
okay.
However you want.
就像一个我们说是自我牺牲的这样一个祭献。
And this word holocaust or this sacrifice is from the Old Testament.
我们说这个就像一个祭献也好，或是就这个屠宰也好啊，就这个词呢是源自于我们说从古经上来的。
In some Old Testament sacrifices, they offer a part of the animal and they keep the rest.
我们说这个在古经里边说这个宰杀牲畜的时候呢，他就说要把一些个作为祭献用，那另一部分呢他要留下来。
But in a holocaust, the animal is completely destroyed.
那我们说这个就是那个宰杀呢，就是把这个整个的这个我们就这个动物，它是完完全全的奉献。为什么就是讲神父讲就是个 holocaust 的这个意思，就是全部的把它奉献了。
And religious life has this quality of a holocaust, a total offering to God.
那就是说我们说修会生活，或者说我们说修道生活的话呢，那就是像这个我们说这个宰杀这个祭物一样，就是他把整个的全部的生命都奉献了。
So it is a challenge for us to ask ourselves, am I really living my life as a holocaust, as a total offering?
所以这个就是给我们一个提醒，让我们问问自己，我们作为一个度奉献生活的人，我们是不是把自己完完全全的做了一个叫全燔祭。
And in fact, for all of us, this is something that we have to keep renewing again and again.
也就是说这个会提醒我们呢，就是不断的去一步一步的更新。
One of the ways that we can renew this offering is by returning to that encounter with God.
如果我们想更新的话，那就是我们要不断的去回到我们曾经和天主相遇的这样一个经验中。
And we can do this by using our memory.
用这些呢，我们就是慢慢的用我们的这个记忆，我们曾经和天主相遇的这样一个经验。
It is very good for each of us to go back and remember, when did I fall in love with God?
我们就是慢慢的去回忆，在什么时候，就是我们曾经和天主相爱的经验，或者说我们和天主已经开始了，就是坠入爱河的这样一个经验。
Because we can think of what happens when we fall in love with Jesus.
我们可以想一想啊，就是我们当你真正的爱上耶稣的时候，会有什么样的一个情况发生呢？
When we fall in love, we become more open.
当我们真的深深的爱上耶稣的时候，我们会变得越来越开放。
And we become more generous.
然后你也会变得更慷慨。
We want to help others.
同时也希望帮助别人。
And we want to become more like Jesus.
也希望自己能够成为像耶稣一样。
We want to read the scriptures.
然后你自己也希望给自己更多的时间去读圣经。
And we want to spend more time in prayer.
也想给自己更多的时间祈祷。
And we are open to joining a new family, a religious family.
同时你也是想就是说让更多的这个就是说参加你修会的团体生活。
I love to see people fall in love with Jesus.
同时你也就是非常高兴的能够看到有更多的人追随耶稣基督。
I have had the joy of spending many years in university campus ministry.
那神父谈他自己的经验，就是有很多年当时在大学里做这种校园牧灵工作。
And I have seen many people fall in love with Jesus.
也看到了很多人，他们就是深深的爱着耶稣。
I remember one student who started coming to the chapel more and more, spending an hour, two, 3 hours there.
其实他看到有一位就是学生啊，他经常去堂里祈祷，然后经常在堂里差不多有时候度一个、两个或是到三个小时的祈祷在堂里。
And the priests on campus talked about this student.
然后就是他们就是做校园牧灵的这个神父呢，就是去跟这个学生谈话。
And we all noticed something happened to him.
然后大家就都意识到了，说可能有什么事情在他身上发生了。
He used to spend his time partying and drinking, and now he spends his time in the chapel.
他曾经就是过去的时候，在比如说在就是然后酗酒啊。然后去参加各种不同的这个就什么就聚会呀、啊、但是现在呢就是说有更多的时间在堂里做祈祷。
And I have seen the generosity that comes from falling in love with Jesus.
大家也能从这样一个经验中看到就是人的这种慷慨是从跟随耶稣基督产生来的一种动力。
At the university where I worked, there was a woman who had a very difficult personality.
这也是神父谈他自己的经验，就是他在大学工作的时候呢，有一个就是一个女士，就是很严重的这个心理上的问题。
She spent a lot of time with the Catholic community.
她呢，也就是花了很多的时间和这个就是我们说这个信友团体在一起。
And she could be very demanding and manipulative.
她就是那个时候就是非常的是在操纵别人，也是就是很苛刻的那个样子。
But when a student fell in love with Jesus, he began to help her more and more.
然后就这些个，就是当人们就是他的学生们，然后更爱耶稣的时候，然后他们就有能力慢慢的就是越来越多的去帮助这样的人。
There's great generosity that comes when we fall in love with Jesus.
所以就说这种人的这种慷慨大方呢，是来自于对耶稣基督的爱，或者是对耶稣基督这种爱的跟随。
And several times, students have called me to tell me about a poor person that they met.
他的这些学生们就是说，也是告诉神父给他打电话，就是说他们呢是碰到了一些那些个就是一些个比较可怜的人需要帮忙的。
And they want to share the joy of how they were able to give alms to the poor.
然后他们就是说呢，也愿意就是跟神父分享他们的喜乐，然后他们就是能够去和别人去分享，他们就是从这些人和他们一起工作中得到的这种快乐。
And I love when students or when people fall in love with Jesus, they began to read the scriptures, and then they ask questions.
同时呢，就是神父也能感觉到，就是当一个人他爱上耶稣的时候，他会。花更多的时间去读圣经，同时呢，就是在读圣经的过程，他也会主动的问很多的问题。
And in the beginnings of this conversion, we want to read the Bible as literally as possible.
就是在这个刚刚开始皈依的这个过程呢，然后就读圣经的时候，可能就是从这个字面的意义去理解圣经了。
When Jesus says to leave everything, we want to leave everything.
就像这个圣经上说的，耶稣说你要跟随我，你要放弃所有的一切，然后我们就是在这个按照字面的意思就是说呢，把所有的事情都放在一边了。
So it is good to go back to the beginnings of our own experience of our own encounter with God.
所以对我们来说呢，就是我们也应该有这样一个意识，慢慢去回想或者去回忆。我们和耶稣基督相遇的这样一个经验，在最初就是说，我们的心灵受触动的时候，这样一个经验。
And this happens in different ways for each one of us.
当对每一个人来说，这个经验可能就是很不同的。
For the ones who were baptized as a baby, at some point we come to know Jesus more personally.
当就是有些人，你比如我们说是我们从小就领洗了。那当然，我们就是和耶稣基督相遇的经验，就是和你在成人之后领洗的这个经验，当然是不同的。
Probably for those who were baptized as adults, you can remember meeting Jesus before your baptism.
那当然，就是作为我们从长大成人之后，你和你领洗之后呢，你可能就是说你能够自己都记忆起来你和耶稣基督相遇那个经验。
For myself, I grew up in a family. Without any religious practice.
那神父自己他成长起来，他的家庭中是没有任何这个宗教信仰的背景。
My parents are very beautiful people.
啊，他的父母都是非常好的人，也非常我们说这叫非常美的人。
And they had very Christian values and morals.
但他们就是虽这样，他们就是具有我们说基督徒的这个品质和价值观。
But they did not go to church.
但是他们不去教堂的。
So as I grew up, I began to think that that God does not exist.
当他长大之后，他就想这个天主根本就不存在，这是他自己想。
I was very intellectual and very proud.
那个时候就是因为他就觉得自己很有学问嘛，啊，就觉得很骄傲的样子。
And I still am. I'm working on it.
然后他一直是这样，一直自己在工作，在求学。
But I thought that God had no purpose for someone who had anyway for someone who was strong and intelligent.
他就认为呢，说天主对那些就是比较聪明的人呢，或者是很有智慧的人呢，没什么特殊的旨意。
But I was sitting under a tree one day as a freshman in college.And a stranger came up to me.
然后他就这么想嘛，他说有一天呢，自己就坐在树下，就是开始就思考一些问题，然后就是他们有一个陌生人就走向他来。
And he invited me to study the Bible with him one on one.
然后他就是邀请神父呢，就是开始就是学圣经。
And because my mother taught me to be polite, I said yes.
因为这是从小的时候，他母亲就教育他，说是你是要对别人要礼貌，所以当这个人邀请他学圣经的时候，他说嗯，可以。
And this man began to introduce me to Jesus through the Bible.
就这个人就是走向他的，就开始就是给他介绍耶稣，然后呢邀请他一起读圣经。
And it took many months before I believed that there was truth in the Bible.
就是在他相信这个圣经中所说的这些话之前呢，这需要了一个相对，就是说，不是漫长，就是需要了几个月的时间。
But I think the most important thing for me was that this man was a real believer.
其实有一件事情让他值得相信，就是说这个就是邀请他读圣经的人，他一定是一个有信仰的人。
And I could see that his faith was sincere.
因为他可以看到他从他面部表情上的那种真诚。
He really knew Jesus.
他是真正的就是懂或者是说了解耶稣基督。
And over time, as I was reading the Bible, I began to see the truth that was there.
然后他开始就读圣经，然后慢慢的就会发现其中的这个真理。
And a great moment came when I read John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
当他就说，这就说一个非常就是，我们说是一个，我们就恩宠时刻也好，就是一个非常有启发性的那个时刻，就是当他读《若望福音》第一章的时候。
Interestingly, while I was studying the Bible,I had also become interested in Buddhism and Taoism.
就是有趣的是，就是当他在读圣经的时候呢，他同时也对这个道教啊或佛教的东西也同时产生了兴趣。
And there were some ideas there that were helpful for me.
这些个就是这个想法哈，对他这个理解圣经呢是非常有帮助的。
But then I really found the fulfillment when I read John chapter 1.
当他读这个《若望福音》第一章的时候，因为他在同时读这个说佛教和道教的嘛，同时就感觉到了这个的圆满，就是他在读圣经上感到一种真理上的圆满。
In John chapter 1, we encounter a mysticism, which also becomes flesh.
就是当他读《若望福音》的时候，就是读这个我们说就叫奥秘的时候呢，就觉得这个就是我们说天主圣言成为了人。
And at that point, I decided, I believe, and I'm going to move forward as a Christian.
从那个时候，他自己就决定了，我要成为基督徒，然后呢，要相信了这个真理，同时呢，要决定要成为一个有信仰的人。
But I still did not really know Jesus.
但那个时候呢，也不是真正的说是了解或是知道耶稣基督是谁。
I believed what I was reading, and I began to go to mass and worship.
从那时候就是开始就慢慢的就相信了，然后慢慢的去祈祷啊，去参加弥撒。
But it was about 1 year later, when I was studying in Germany.
但就是一年以后，当他在德国读书的时候。
And I encountered some difficulties in speaking German and in my studies.
当他就是在德国读书的时候，那时候就是面临的一些挑战，比如包括这个语言上的障碍呀，等等。
And for the first time in my life, I cried out to Jesus for help.
这是他人生中的第一次，那个时候就是开始向耶稣基督开始就哭了。
It was in recognizing my own weakness.
那是就是向耶稣呼喊，就是说我内心的这种软弱。
And asking Jesus for his help.
就是，我们说就是说恳请耶稣基督的帮助或者说救援。
And then I began to recognize that there was a presence and a voice that was in my heart.
所以那个时候就是意识到了在他内心中的。天主的声音的临在。
And it was amazing because that voice was familiar, but I had never realized that it was God.
这个声音呢，就是觉得是很熟悉，但是从来也没有意识到这个声音就是天主的声音。
And I had never tried to listen to that voice or speak to God in that way before.
就是在这个之前呢，也从来没有意识到这个声音，也从来没有对这样一个声音就是有一个有过这个就是互相那种有互动。
And in that moment, I was really overwhelmed.
就那个时候就觉得自己好像都被这种声音征服了。
It was amazing to me that I could actually talk with God.
这是非常就是美妙的一个经验。那从这个时候开始就逐渐的就和天主在。谈话也好，或者就对话也好。
And I began to talk to him all the time.
然后从那儿开始，就开始和天主就不断的谈话。
I started to ask God about everything.
开始和天主谈所有的事情。
I asked him, which way should I walk to my classes today?
然后就问天主，我今天去上课的时候，我该走哪一条路啊？
I asked him, what should I have for dinner tonight?
然后我今天晚上吃什么呢？
I could not always hear God, and I didn't hear him. I heard him in faith, but I wanted to share everything with him.
虽然说看不到天主的脸，但是就是从这个直觉上也听不到天主的声音，但是就是非常愿意和天主分享他自己生活中所有的事情。
It was a beautiful time in my life, and it was when I started thinking about.Giving my life to God as a priest.
所以在那个时候，他就经验到他生活中最美好的时刻，也就是决定了愿意把自己的生命奉献给天主。所以开始决定了将来要做神父。
But it was important to be baptized first.
It's before.
This is all before my baptism.
这是还是在他灵洗之前的决定了。
So I came back from Germany, and I was baptized at the university.
然后他从德国这不就回去了吗？回到美国了之后呢，然后决定了就开始灵洗了。
And then I visited the monastery 1 week after my baptism.
他灵洗之后，就是他每一周都去这个，就是去这个修会啊，就是他现在的那个修会，他去看，或者叫我们说叫访问也好啊。
And I joined the monastery 1 year after my baptism.
然后他灵洗一年之后就加入了他现在的这修会。
And I always rediscover my religious vocation in that encounter with Jesus.
所以他一直在回忆他自己，就是说他自己就是修道生活的圣招呢，就是在他和天主相遇的那一时刻。
And in fact, the source of my vocation was the desire to share the gift of prayer.
也就是他的一个说修道生活的圣招的，就是想 他和别人去分享他祈祷的经验。
I was studying computer science at that time.
那个时候他就是在学计算机科学的。
And computer science is nice.
那个应该计算机科学应该是这分很好的一个专业了。
But sharing the gift of prayer is something I could give my whole life to.
但是就说是分享他祈祷的经验呢，是他整个一生中的礼物。
I share my story with you as an example of how discovering the love of God moves us to respond to His love.
神父就是和大家分享他自己的故事呢，也就是告诉我们，我们怎么样和天主相遇的经验，然后和天主爱的这样一个经验是，怎么样吸引我们去。The commitment or move you further?
Yeah, to give my life.
然后就说吸引他怎么样把自己的整个的人奉献给天主。
And to say again to you that remembering the source of your vocation can help you to renew your commitment.
也就是说，我们去发掘自己和天主相遇的这样一个经验，我们可以把它作为一个资源，然后呢，就是。慢慢不断的更新我们对天主的爱的回应和承诺。
We can study a lot of things and read a lot of documents, but the most important thing is our relationship with Jesus.
So, 我们其实可以，比如说读很多的教会文献呢，你也可以学很多不同的东西，但是最重要的那就是我们和耶稣基督的关系。
What happens after we give ourselves to God?
当我们就是把我们自己作为礼物，不是作为礼物，我们把自己完全给奉献给天主的时候，我们会觉得，你看看我们会发生什么呢？
Perhaps we have great zeal and we want to give everything to God and we start out that way.
那我们可能会有一种就是比较很强烈的这种热情，然后愿意把自己所有的东西去分享，去给予别人。
And at the beginning, we give everything to God, but slowly we start to take a little bit back for ourselves.
其实有时候经验就是说，当我们很情愿的用这种热情把所有东西你给天主的时候，慢慢的我们会发现，然后我们慢慢把某些东西慢慢又拿回来了。
We can think again about the example in the Acts of the Apostles.
我们慢慢去回忆一下这个在《宗徒大事录》里边的一些个故事啊。
The apostles have this powerful encounter with the love of God at Pentecost.
在圣神降临的时候，那宗徒们就是说，他们领受了天主圣神赋予他们身上的能力。
And they begin to live a religious life.
然后他们就开始就是过这种修道的团体生活。
They share together in the breaking of the bread and the prayers.
他们一起生活，一起掰饼，一起祈祷。
And they give to everyone according to their needs.
他们根据每个人的需要去给每个人东西。
And there are two people.
那里有两个人，大家还记得？
Ananias and Sapphira.
我不知道他那一下子翻译成那名字，我像就是阿纳尼亚和叫什么来着？啊，撒菲拉。
And they join the. They also want to be part of the Christian community.
他们两个也是想成为就是基督，就是我们是基督团体的一部分啊。
And they have a lot of property.
他们就是有很多财产。
And in great zeal, they sold their property.
他们也是有很这个强烈的这种热情啊，就是把他们的财产就是变卖出来了，变卖了。
And they gave the money to the apostles.
然后他们也把钱都给了宗徒们了。
But they held a little bit back for themselves.
但是他们自己呢留了一点给自己。
And then they lied to protect it.
然后他们自己又撒谎，然后这个把他这个就是藏起来了。
And when Peter confronted them.
当这个伯多禄就说问他的时候，或是向他提出质疑的时候，
They both died suddenly.
就他们自己否认吗？他们突马上就死了。大家记得《总统大实录》里这个故事。
Maybe that will happen to us.
所以有时候可能这些事情也会发生在我们身上。
We don't want to hold anything back.
虽然说我们不是想把所有的就是奉献给天主的都拿回来。
But slowly, we have a way of holding ourselves back.
就是我们一点一点的，然后说我们这个些东西慢慢的往回抽回来了，等于是。
And so it is good for us to take this time, in the workshops to renew our encounter with Jesus.
所以这对就是我们现在这个我们说这个培训或者培训班也好，这个机会呢，也是给了我们一个很好的机会，让我们去重新的去更新我们当初的时候，我们把所有的东西都奉献给天主了。
And to ask ourselves, am I as generous as I was at the beginning?
问问我们自己，我是不是还像原来当初奉献给天主时候那么慷慨呢？
Am I holding anything back?
还是我是不是把什么东西奉献给天主，我自己又慢慢的拿回来了？
When I started, I tried very hard to love my brothers in community.
就一开始的时候，我就说怀有很强烈的这种激情去爱我修会团体中的姐妹们。
But maybe over some time, I tried to avoid some members in community.
但有些时候，我们是不是就是说，在你团体中呢，然后去？和你团体中的成员，我想办法躲开他呢。
And maybe at the beginning, I was very obedient to the superior.
在当初的时候，我们那时候就是非常的听命于我们的会长。
But over time, I decide that I have better ideas, and so I don't trust the superior as much.
当就是随着时间的推移，你是不是会觉得就是我有自己？比会长更好的想法，那与其这样的话，我就宁可更相信自己。
Maybe at the beginning I was excited to live poverty.
在一开始的时候，我们说修道开始的时候，我们觉得很情愿生活的就是我们以贫穷的生活在团体中，生活在修会中。
And now I really like my iPhone and my iPad.
那现在我就变得，哎呀，我就特别喜欢我的这个，我们说这个什么，我们叫这个智能手机啊，还有这个什么那个苹果的，我们叫什么平板电脑啊，等等啊。
So it is always good to renew our self-offering because that is the heart of our religious life and the heart of our community.
所以我们就是这样一个机会呢，帮助我们就是重新的更新我们的奉献。这也是我们作为修道人生活的中心。
And one who can help us with this is the Blessed Virgin Mary.
这就是能够帮助我们去更新我们的承诺，那就是圣母玛利亚。
She made the total offering of herself, of her life, in response to God.
她把整个的生命都用来爱天主和回应。天主在他身上的爱。
And when she said yes to God through the angel Gabriel,
当他通这个天神这个加贝尔向他传报天主的使命的时候，那他回答就是是的。
She really said yes with all of her heart and for her whole life.
他的这个承诺，那是用他整个的心身和他全部的生命去回应了。
But she could do this in part because she was without sin.
其实她也可以就是用她的一部分就可以，因为她是无染原罪的，因为她是没有罪的。
Because she was without sin, when she said yes, she meant yes.
因为她没有罪，她说是，那就她就可以就这么做了。
When we say yes, we mean yes mostly.
像假如说我们回答这个是的时候。那可能在这个过程中会打折扣。
But Our Lady helps us to expand our yes.
我们说圣母玛利亚会帮助我们，当我们回应天主的召叫的时候，是用我们整个的身心去承诺。
So that our yes can encompass our entire life.
也就是说，圣母玛利亚帮助我们对天主的承诺是在我们整个的一生的生命中。
Another image that John Paul II uses for us is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
另外一个就是说帮助我们承诺的这样一个形象，就是像教宗若望保罗二世提到的，在若望福音的第 chapter 2
12
就是这个第十二章，若望福音第十二章里边提到的。
It is the image of the woman who anoints the feet of Jesus.
就是那个用油覆抹耶稣的那个妇女。
And when
覆抹耶稣脚的那个妇女。
When she breaks open the bottle of perfume.
当她就是打开那一瓶香液的时候。
It is an alabaster jar, so she uses all of it.
她用那个就是那一罐啊，她把那一罐油全部都用来给耶稣洗脚。
And this is an image for religious life. We break open our whole life for Jesus.
这个也是对我们修道生活也是一个这样一个形象性的比喻哈，就是我们打开了这样一个瓶子，然后把整个瓶子整个的全部都献给了耶稣。
And when she does this, Judas complains.
你看，当他这么做的时候，那儒达斯就开始就抱怨。
He tells her that she is wasting this gift.And that it should be used for the poor.
他说他在这个浪费这么宝贵的东西啊，他如果说他这个卖了的话，会帮助很多的穷人。
But really, he resents her gift, and he wants to take some of it for himself.
其实就说这个儒达斯他并不是说怎么样，他是想的就是说让你留下一部分，然后那剩下那一部分他自己还想要。
And this is the kind of thing that we also hear sometimes from our own family, sometimes from society, from others.
Can you repeat the sentences again?
This kind of protest is what we also hear.
这个也就是像对我们来说就是什么，我们也希望就是另外就是有一种像保护一样。
But Jesus loves the gift of this woman.
但耶稣基督把他的爱在这个同时也给了这位妇女。
And he loves the gift of your life.
他也喜欢，就是说我们把我们整个的生命奉献给他。
When this woman anointed the feet of Jesus, she anointed him with nard.
他当就是这个妇女，就是给耶稣用这个油覆抹他脚的时候。
This nard is so pungent, so bright.And there was so much of it that he probably smelled this way also on the cross.
What is nard?
It's the name of the perfume.
就是这个神父说的这个，就是这个香水的这个味道啊，就是在整个他这个屋里都弥漫了这个香水的味道。但就说这个就是当时就是为了预备当时在耶稣在十字架上的时候，也用同样的这样的这个油去覆抹他。
So he carried her love with him.All the way to the cross.
也就是说，看这个妇女，就是她把她整个的爱，一直就是协同着她这个爱，一直带到十字架旁，十字架下。
And her love was also a consolation to him all the way to the cross.
她的爱就是陪伴着耶稣，在他十字架下的时候，同时对耶稣基督这种爱也是一个安慰。
And the gospel tells us that the scent of that perfume also filled the whole room.
也就是这个香水的味道在这个福音里边也提到，就是弥漫了整个的屋子。
And so her love was also a blessing for the whole Christian community.
她的这种爱对整个的基督徒团体来说也是一个祝福。
And again, this is the blessing of the gift of your life.
这就是说我们的生活也是应该这个样子成为别人的祝福。
Your love for Jesus is not only personal, but it pours out like perfume to bless the whole community.
我们对耶稣基督的爱也就是像这个香水一样，不单单是为了自己的好处，同时也为了把这个爱就是说把它泼洒在整个的团体中。
And so It is good for us to renew that gift and also to know that every time I offer that gift, it brings forth a sweet scent.
所以这就是在我们团体中也提醒我们，我们随时随地的把这份爱带到我们的团体中，然后让它成为我们生活中最重要的。
So my encouragement again for you is to go back to the encounter with Jesus, to remember how you first loved him.
那神父在这里就是鼓励大家呢，我们去回忆我们最初和耶稣相遇的这样一个经验。那我们在什么时候是这样经验到了和耶稣基督相爱的这样一个过程或者是时刻。
And if we renew our love for Jesus in this way, it can also renew our religious communities and the whole church.
如果我们这种和耶稣基督爱的经验一直就持续不断的更新的话，那我们的修会的团体生活也会得到更新。同时呢，就是教会生活也借助我们生活的革新得到改善。
This would be a good place to stop if there are any questions.
那神父还是暂时停到这儿，然后希望大家有问题现在要问问题。又一沉默。
And if you don't have any questions, then I'll ask you questions.
大家又没问题哈，这神父又开始问问题了啊。神父问问题，大家可以思考你们自己的问题。
Do you ever share your conversion story or your vocation story in your communities?
Anyone of them? Okay. 你们想不想就是说哪一位愿意分享就是你自己这个圣召的故事或者说你自己皈依的这样一个故事愿意吗？
In other words, is that something that they do in community?
这个就是你这个分享的过程在修会团体中做过吗？分享过吗？啊？
分享过。
Some of them.
Some of them?
Did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them, some not.
Mm-hmm. It is a very beautiful way to strengthen our community life, to share our own love story with Jesus.
其实我们说分享和耶稣这个爱的经验啊，对一个团体生活是一个我们叫强心剂，或者是一个对团体生活的一个强化，是非常有帮助的。谁愿意分享这个故事？没事，你讲中文，我待会儿给神父让他翻译成英文，让他能听懂。They need time to think about it, their story. 我跟神父说，我说大家需要一点时间，然后想想自己这个圣召的故事。
Well, something that I would like to suggest, and maybe we can take time in our meeting for this, is to share your stories with each other.
Do we need time to take that?
Well, not necessarily today. So maybe maybe on Monday or
okay.
or in between, and then maybe somebody can share with all of us.
Okay.
神父建议呢，如果大家觉得现在可能我们需要时间思考思考自己的那个圣召的故事的话，那我们可以就是下边自己可以思考。那然后周一的时候，然后我们可以，你要是愿意和大家一起分享的，当然更好了。说你愿意在你们的小一点的团体里分享，当然也很好。就是给大家一点时间，因为你马上可能大家发现，哎，我的圣召的故事多着呢，可能一下子就理得不是那么清楚。
So again, my invitation to you is to remember how you fell in love with Jesus, and then it would be wonderful to share those stories with each other, and then maybe somebody can share with all of us.
然后神父也就说，这是对大家的一个邀请啊，就是我们去回忆。我们和基督相遇的这样一个经验，也就是说我们是爱上天主的这样一个经验，然后我们自己呢在团体里小团体里可以分享，然后当然和大家一起分享呢，那也是需要大家准备准备更好了啊。
Well, maybe we take a little break, 5 minutes, and then
okay. 我们休息5分钟好吗？